Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday the 18th of June. I hope you're all well. Ascot Day 5, be glad to get that over with. It's proved a bit tough, apologies if people have followed in there. Golf's gone well. I got out for 70%, really interesting to read the Telegram group. As I say, part of what we do is about education and how people's approach to it. My approach is always to get my stake out and then go from there. Obviously, Scheffler went well, and Rahm, but Scheffler went well early. And there was numerous times that it hit 50% profit through the afternoon. I Dutch on Bet Angel and then have the Bet Angel one click window up. And I don't sit and watch it permanently, but obviously if you keep an eye on the scoreboard, you can see that somebody's going well and go and have a quick look. Interesting that people sort of taking the option, I'll leave it and wait till Saturday morning. I wouldn't necessarily do that personally because you might miss it. You know, there was a big change in the playing conditions yesterday after Scheffler finished, and the guys had it easier in the afternoon, and you might miss that opportunity. So I would keep an eye on it, and you've got to have your plan again before you put your money in. What are you actually looking to trade for? If you're looking to trade for 50% plus, and I think we've only had one complete blowout, which was the Rahm winning in Mexico. Everything else has either enabled you to get your money out or trade for those sort of numbers. Every event we've done, I think I can't remember, there's one where I took a loss of about 30%, but I can't remember which one that was. But Rahm's been the only blowout. But you've got to know what are you actually entering. What's when you put your money in, what is your game plan there? And I wouldn't say, well, I'll leave it and have a look personally. I mean, if that's what you want to do, fine. And I don't know how you'll end up, but I wouldn't be saying, I'll look Saturday morning and let that whole round go when there's been an opportunity there to get 50, 70%. Obviously, we haven't got Morikawa. If he runs away with it today, then makes it hard. So certainly, as a couple of you have done, take your money out and you've got Rahm and Scheffler running for you, and hopefully they go well and you'll be able to go from there. You know, whether you're banking on one winning, as I put in there when I said it, I'm not looking for winners, I'm looking for it to trade. Obviously, if we get the winner, fantastic, but I'm never going to see this out to the guy who goes 101 to win it. I'm just never ever going to do that. I will always have my money out on my green in the bank. Just goes to show, I mean, somebody's put a comment in there about them watering the greens, and I'm not having a go at the person. There are a few comments on Twitter how sort of a little knowledge is dangerous. It was nothing to do with watering the greens, the difference in the scores yesterday. It was to do with the fact that the wind just dropped completely. They did get a little bit of rain, but the watering they were doing, it's in greenkeeping terms, it's just called syringing. It's not actually watering the greens. It's areas of turf, and it will be the exposed areas. So they weren't going around the whole green spraying them with water. Certain areas, particularly where you'll get a drop off at the front, so you've got a sort of exposed bank. It's called syringing, and all they do is actually, it's cool the turf. It is literally a tiny spray they put on it to cool the turf. And it lessens the stress in those sort of exposed spots on the turf to keep the greens ready for the weekend. It was in the USGA prep notes for the tournament that they were going to do that. But obviously, it doesn't. I understand it. People see somebody out with a hose pipe at 2:30 in the afternoon when the player's on the course and the whole world erupts. But that has absolutely, genuinely no bearing on the playability. The golf course played easier in the afternoon because the wind dropped significantly from what the guys like Scheffler had to play with. And if you look at Scheffler when he was walking off 18, his shirt was actually ruffling in the wind. And you see players like Morikawa or McIlroy yesterday afternoon. They didn't. And you try and bear that in mind. You know, that's why I mentioned the weather in the pod of what we're going to get. You know, the draw is a significant thing. Morning, early, late. You know, when Oosthuizen won his Open Championship, he just got the draw, and that can happen in all the events. And we have seen it in the USPGA. We've seen it now in the US Open, that the there's been a significant difference between playing morning, early, late, and late, early. for the guys, and that's just the way it is. It was probably about a one shot swing, one and a half shot swing, over the two rounds. I do still like the chance of Scheffler. He hasn't putted well. He's given up. He's the only one in the top, the top 15, giving up shots to the, or top 12, giving up shots to the field putting. McIlroy, I said, couldn't continue at plus 4.5 strokes. He's down to plus 3. Morikawa, to be fair, I mean, he's played solid. Just had a very solid week. I said he didn't have any form coming into it, but he's played solid. McIlroy, I thought, you know, I've never been McIlroy's biggest fan, but I think he's maturing in every way. I thought he was a bit of a knob at times when he was younger. But really admired the way he played yesterday after making the double bogey, because he was, whether people were watching it, in serious trouble in that rough, and he finally got it on the green for 5, 25, 30 feet away and hold that to just go double bogey. And previous years that would have seen the wheels come off, but I thought he played very maturely from then, played very well to get himself back in it. Rahm played really well again. Rahm and Morikawa got good solid numbers. Scheffler's got good numbers bar around the green and putting, and I've got to think if that picks up, you know, if he puts well, chips a bit better. I mean, he pitched one in yesterday, but I'm talking just off the green. If he chips a bit better and puts well, got to think he's right in there. And Sam Burns, who is turning into a decent golfer, good fits, can't see it. I think he needs to fall into one to convince himself to he can win. He just doesn't look to me like he's got the doesn't look confident enough when he's over. It doesn't look like he believes he can win at times. But fantastic tournament, really. I mean, for me, I think we're seeing, you know, you've got Morikawa up there, McIlroy up there, Rahm up there, Scheffler up there, Burns up there, and then good players in between, behind Fitz, Zalatoris, Shuffle. He won't win, but he's doing his usual thing of being fairly solid. Yeah, I just think it's a really, really good tournament. So many players within 3 or 4 of the lead, and anything can happen on that golf course. And it's offering up a proper major championship for me. But I have to say, Morikawa looks very strong. You know, whether he stays like that remains to be seen. But he is looking very, very strong. Be really interesting to see how the Saturday round pans out. Now they're down to two balls, playing a bit more head to head. But yeah, as I say, the point of that is, you know, we'll keep doing the golf. It's going very well. It's gone very well for over a year. But I just think I just urge caution to the guys who say they're going to wait for a time. I think you don't want to miss an opportunity, and I think you've got to not watch it 24/7, but certainly have the PGA Tour app on your phone, USGA app for this event, Masters app when it's the Masters, and check the scores of the players. You can mark them as favourites. Check the scores of the players as they are going round. You know, don't need to check every 2 minutes, but 10-15 minutes, half hour intervals, have a quick look when you know your players are on the course. And if there's an opportunity there, you know, Scheffler shortened up. If Rahm and McIlroy, if Morikawa and McIlroy had pulled 4 or 5 clear of the field, you'd have missed your opportunity. That's all I'm trying to make out. That's why I do post in the group when it gets to sort of 50%, so that people can have a look and decide what to do. And I don't post it's 50% if it's not there. There was genuinely plenty of opportunities to take 50% yesterday, and as I say, I ended up greening everything. I've greened everything going into the weekend for 70%, based on Scheffler and Rahm both being up there. Did I say happy birthday, Scotty Blaber? Scotty Blaber, happy birthday. I don't know whether I did, I can't remember. I went into the golf there. Happy birthday, Scotty Blaber. Good friend of FTS, Mucker, good lad, Spurs fan. Everything good about him. Knows how to do his end of season analysis, doesn't he, Kerry? Knows where to put the money. Yeah, happy birthday, Scott. Have a lovely day. Right, Ascot, let's do that. Let's get this out of the way, and then I can leave you all to it. Spurs sign Basuma. I don't know what's going on. I'm not used to this Spurs signing players in June. It's completely and utterly alien to me. I don't know what to make of it all. I can't find my horses. Hold on a minute. I've absolutely... What is the matter with me? Right, here we go. Here we go. Right, the Ascot, final day of Royal Ascot. We have got in the 2:30, a couple of prices here, 2:30. One World, it's 28 on the exchange, and Frankie's Mount Owls are here, 10.5 on the exchange. So 2:30 at Ascot, Owls are here, and One World. It's got a strong favourite of beating Alfred Munnings, Ryan Moore. But let's turn that over with a big price. 305, I had a word for, and I cannot say this guy's name, Borzahan Mirzabayev's Mount Rokigiani, which is 18 win and place. Had a decent word for that, Rokigiani, and Noble Truth. I like in that as well, Noble Truth, Buick's Mount. So Noble Truth and Rokigiani. 3:40, Buick will win this on Hurricane Lane. The ones I've called where I've been bullish like this, they have won. Hurricane Lane wins the 3:40 with Buick on board. 4:20, just the 26 runner, 6 furlong Group 1. Favourite's got a strong chance, obviously. In fact, the top two in the betting I like here. So Artorias I like. I think if it's for me betting, it's Artorias win and place with a saver on the favourite Home Affairs. So Artorias win and place with a saver on Home Affairs. But bear in mind, there's 26 of them sprinting down there. 5 o'clock. Three I like in this, Silver Samurai, which is Ben Curtis's mount, Lampang with James McDonald, and Popmaster, not with Ken Bruce on board, but with Tom Marcond on board. So Popmaster, Lampang, and Silver Samurai. So they're 9.6, 22, and 26, 27 Lampang. You could do win and place all of those at your own peril, of course. 5:35, Falling Shadow, and a big price again, Bushfire 28. So 5:35, Falling Shadow, Buick again, and Bushfire. So I need Buick to have a good day today. Bushfire 28, Falling Shadow, and in the 6:10, Ryan Moore and Wordsworth. I'm going to say that's the bet of the day for me. Wordsworth, Ryan Moore, 6:10, Aidan O'Brien's mount at Ascot. And that will conclude Royal Ascot. Have a lovely weekend. Happy Father's Day for tomorrow. For those, a load of old nonsense in it, a load of old commercial nonsense. But yeah, whatever you're doing, enjoy yourselves. And I will be back with you now on Monday. And this week, now Ascot's out the way, I'll start having more info about the football season coming forward and stuff that we've got coming up. But have a lovely weekend. Enjoy the weather. And I'll be back with you on Monday.